Teacher's Pest by Max Dan. The bell rang. It was time to go into his classroom where his new class teacher lay in wait, Mr. Grimwraither. The nastiest, meanest, crabbiest, toughest and worst-tempered teacher to have ever arrived at the school. Mr. Grimwraither didn't smile, hadn't grinned, couldn't laugh and didn't like jokes. He didn't believe in school excursions, told Tom Carruthers not to bring his dog to school anymore, and he didn't like apples. He had taken Bill Marshall's comics off him, tore them into little pieces and gave them to the art teacher for paper mache projects. He had broken 3 plastic rulers in his bare hands, set 4 maths tests and banned skateboarding from the basketball court. All in 3 days. Clark couldn't see how he was going to last. This was only the 4th day back at school, and there was a whole year to go. He had growled at Clark 3 times already. Once for making a noise blowing his nose, once for forgetting his colouring in pencils, and once for his handwriting. His old teacher, Ms. Luke, hadn't said a cross word to him all last year. As a matter of fact, she had liked his handwriting. She had said, "It shows great promise." Mr. Grimwraither had ruined Clark's life. Clark sat down at his front row desk and waited for roll call. Mr. Grimwraither had a special way of doing it. As your name was called, you had to stand up at attention, take a step forward, put your hand up, and spell your name out back to front. After that, it was the cleanliness inspection. Ears, necks, fingernails, fingers, teeth, hair, hair parts, shoes, laces, cuffs, collars. It was like having to go to a wedding every day. Clark lived in constant fear. He couldn't concentrate on his work anymore. There was always Mr. Grimwraither to think about, strolling up and down the aisles with his hands behind his back, or tap, tap, tapping his ruler on a desktop, leaning over shoulders. When he talked, he was so loud that the class next door thought he was shouting at them. When he took them for sport, he jacked up the wooden horse so high, Clark would have needed to climb up on a chair to clear it. If you happened to be sitting anywhere near a piece of paper in the playground when he was on yard duty, he would make you pick up every last piece of litter within a 1 kilometre radius. There was no escaping Mr. Grimwraither. Even when Clark was home at night from school, he dreamed about him in his sleep. He had nightmares about him coming to stay in the spare room to make sure he did his homework every night. Clark gave up eating lunch. He just sat by himself every lunch break, drinking water. He was saving up his money to catch a boat to South America and live.